Nu hoyo shnei korim v'torim yechum hem achaveroi shemol epot achaveroi. Like, according to Kashrut, if you have two buckets here, two barrels of tfua, and you have to take truma from both of them. So lachri is, you don't have to take truma from both korim, so not to take truma from one basket, and that pot is the other basket. So here also, by the truma salishko, when the kanim, whoever was, took out the money from the lishko, as much money as he took out, he was zichu yoytz to everybody. Now, everybody that took the master shekel into this lishko, now when the kanim took out of the three buckets full of money, even the money that was left over, also like you said, the Mizrahi says, has a pshat, it's a chilek in the carbon tiba right now. So why was the Gamliel so makbah that his machta shekel should go right in front of the guy, right before he makes the truma, to make sure his money got into the basket? Like even the money that's left over and doesn't get into the basket, also you have a chilek in the carbon tiba. And the Gemara stam ha nachas ruach choylehem. They had a little nachas ruach, a little frum. He was makbid, shalai yeh carbon miskarav ele mishlehem tchila. He was makbid, he had a tremendous nachas ruach, he felt geschmack if he knew that his money would be there to be spent for the first one, for the master shekel. Even though he now mechuyif to do it, he had a special nachas ruach, a special enjoyment to know that gefort, even though I don't have to, I want to make sure my money gets in there first, they spend my money first. That's why I used to do it. Yeah. Holding off Tessam Abayz. On top again, I'll start the Gemara again. Shavagam Liel, Ilu Hoye Shnei Korim Vetorim Yechud Mehen, Al Chaveiro Shemel Leipote Chaveiroi, that if you have two kurs to make truma from, can't you make from one and both of them? So why did he have to put his machza shekel to make sure it's taken for the truma? So Gemara says, Hanachas Ruach Hilehem. Well, the Gir says, Nachas Ruach. Nachas Ruach was for him, Shloye Korbin Miskarev Ela Mishalhem Tchilam. That they should use his money first to bring the korban with it, to buy the korbanos. Tony, when they pulled away the cover of skin that they put on top of the machsa shekel, is nasa kula shirayim. All the money then became shirayim, leftover money. Like we had before, when they used to first bring all the money in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they made one truma. Then they covered up the leftover money with a piece of skin. Then the new money, they made another truma and covered up again. And the third time they covered up again. But as soon as they would take away the skin, the covering, then all the money has a halacha from shirayim. It's called leftover money from the truma. And we'll see later in the next mishnah what's the difference, what they did with that money, with the shirayim, the leftover money. Baratani, shlishis hi hoiso ashiram. So the third kupa, the third bunch of people that brought the machsa shekel, they were the richest. Shebekulon was the richest of all of them. Shoyebo istariyos shelzov used to bring golden kalim for the akonyos shelzov and a golden coin. That's what the third group of people would bring. Hey, the last people that bring the money before Sukkot that came from Chutz Laretz, says the Americans, they were the richest. They brought all the big money. He says it's the loy means begodim. They brought begodim, fancy begodim, worth a lot of money. And then they brought golden coins. So the Gru at the end asked the question about him, that we had before, you can't even change over the machsa shekel into a diamond. It has to only be money that it doesn't get evaluated. So how could they bring here now kalim? He learns that the ikka they brought was these golden coins. Just they used to wrap it around, some for present in expensive clothing. But the ikka they brought for the machsa shekel was just a golden coin. So the third group brought the most expensive. Tony, Torah Meseri Shoyno L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shastav when Bezdin went down to make the first Truma Salishchom, he took out the money and he had in mind for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Because this was done in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and most probably the people that sent the Machsa Shekel so far was from the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Well, L'Shem Kol Yisrael, he had in mind also for everybody. Shania, when it went by before Shavuos to make the second Truma, L'Shem Krocha Mamakofim, he had Iker in mind the people that live in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael. Or L'Shem Kol Yisrael, he also had in mind all the Jews. The Ashlishis, the third Truma they did around Sukkot time, L'Shem Bavul Amodai, he had Iker was in mind the people living in Bavul Amodai, their Machsa Shekel first reached the base of Mikdash around Sukkot time, so they had them in mind. Or L'Shem Medinas Rechaikis, they had in mind any other far away land. Or L'Shem Kol Yisrael, they also had in mind, Kol Yisrael, they had in mind even by the third Truma. Tony, it's learned. Notal mina rishayna. They took out of the first kupa afal pi sheyesh b'rishayna. Now, we had before that they took out three kupas, three baskets. Let's say Pesach time. They took out three baskets full of machzah shekel from the lishka. And each basket was three soin big. Now, first they started to use the money from the first basket. Now, afal pi shesh b'shoin, even though there's money left over in the first basket, noitum min hashniyah, they started to use the second basket right away. Now, noitum min hashniyah, they started to use the second one. Afal pi shesh b'shoinia, even though there's some left over in the second one, noitum min hashlishis, they used to use the third one. In other words, they used to take a little bit of money out of the first basket. Then even though there's some left, they would go to the second basket. And even though there's some left in the second, they would go right away to the third basket. Now, shol mashlishis, when they used up all the money of the third basket, then chayzalishniyah, then they went back to use the leftover money from the second basket. Shol mashniyah, when the second basket was finished, they used up all the money there to buy the kabanas that they needed for the carbon sebum, chayzalishniyah. Then they went back to the first basket. So really, Takan Karatan asked the question, before we learned that the Mishnah, when they took the three kupas, they put Aleph, Beis, Gimel on each kupa, to know this is the first one. Pashut, we learn you have to use that first. Then Beis use the second one, then Gimel use the third one. And here we're saying no. They just started the first, went to the second, went to the third, and after they finished the third, they worked themselves backwards. So he learned the Takan Karatan before also. Aleph, Beis, Gimel just means that's the way you have to start. You have to start using a little bit from the first basket. But not that you have to finish it up. Then you go right away to the second one. Don't have to wait till you finish it. Go to the third one. And then work yourself back. Finish up the third basket first. Then use the second. Then use the first. What about Shom Shloshtan? What about if all three baskets were used up? It's between Pesach and Shavuos. Before they made the second Shruma, they used up all the three baskets they took out for the Machzah Shekel. And they still have to bring more Kabonis. So where do they get the more money from? Is Chayzer V'Shoikel. Tanakama learns what you go and take. Chayzer V'Shoikel means you have to collect new money. You can't use the leftover money in the Lishcha. That's called the Shurayim of the Trumas HaLishcha. The Shurayim, leftover money, you can't use a second time. Because if you need more money now, you have to make sure to collect new Machzah Shekel. And the new money the Jews give, that money you'll use for the Kabonis. Rabbi Meir says no. Chayzer L'Shurayim. No, if you finished out the first three baskets, you're allowed to go back to the Lishka, to that big room where all the money was first put, and use the remaining money, even though you took out Truma from it. So it's not the pshat, the leftover money now is like Chulin. No, Ramei Yeshitur is the leftover money, still has Kedushas Hegdish on it, and it's still aimed to be used for Kabonis. So if you finish the first three baskets, go take more money from that Lishka. Shoye Ramei Yeshitur is Moyalim Bishurayim. The Shurayim, the leftover money in the Lishka, after they took out the Truma, still has Kedushas Hegdish on it. And if you have Hano enjoyment from it, you're over in Yisamila. So you see, according to Rameya, the Shurayim still has Kedusha, you could use it to buy Kabonis. Why? Because Shema Yitzdorachu Lehem B'Soif. Like there's the new Metchila, that when they take out the Truma, and they have the leftover, they knew they're not making the leftover to be like Hulin. Because they know maybe the money they're taking out these three baskets now won't be enough. They'll need more money. So at the beginning, they have in mind that if they do need more money, the more money has the regular Kedusha. It still stays there. And when they get finished with those three baskets, come back and take the leftover money that's still here. That's for Meir Shita. So you see, for the Meir, it's needed to be Zor, to be very careful, that at the beginning, when you're taking out the three kupas, have in mind that maybe you'll need more money. And if you need more money, the leftover money still has Kedusha on it. So Gemara says, V'chein hoyer v'pinchas ben yoyer. The famous Graisa from the Pinchas ben Yoyer. So the Takan Karmen Eda means that there's an inyan to be Zor, to watch out, to be careful in what you're doing. Just like you see here, Ramey was careful that the original money still has its Kedusha. Also, there's an inyan to be Zoris. That he learns that Zerizos Mevilo Benekias. If somebody is a Zoyer, watches out to do the mitzvahs, that will bring him to be a Naki, to be clean. And Nekias Mevil De Taira. The person has the midah of Nekias being clean, will bring him to be Torah. He purified. And Tahira Mevilo De Kedusha. By Tahira brings you to have holiness. And Kedusha Mevilo De Anova brings you to the midah of being humble. Anova Mevilo De Yerushet. If you have the midah of Anova, you're humble, that will bring you to have Yerushet. And Yerushet Mevilo De Chasidus, or bring you to midah of Chasidus. And Chasidus Mevilo De Ruach HaKodesh. That will bring you to have Ruach HaKodesh on you. And Ruach HaKodesh Mevilo De Tchias HaMesim. That will bring you to the Madrega, you'll be able to be Mechayim Mesim. And Tchias HaMeisim, Mevil Dei Eliyahu, Zoch LaTov. And like right before the Tchias HaMeisim will take place, that's when Eliyahu HaNavi will come. He'll come before, right before Tchias HaMeisim. In the famous Sefer, the Mesil Sesharim, he goes to explain all these different midas. So Korbaneda learns that Zeridus means, Hazara is the mitzvah, somebody watches very carefully to do the mitzvahs, La'saisim Kohigun, to do it the right way, or Merachek Niatzma, Kol Dover, you take away from yourself anything, anything that could bring you to do averis, is maybe a sodom shunoki, or make you to be pure, to be clean in all your asiyas from doing averis. So the hemshech is that, just like before a mayor was zohir, to make sure the leftover money is still usable, here also you should be careful. Like you said before, all the kamer mayor, the moilam bishurayim, shamit starchulem, besayf, but the apopash asarachadim liyazor, a person has to be careful in what he's doing. Then he says, Taira, Shafa Benoisav or Rishonim Yislavnu. Taira is a bigger madrega that even the Averish you did will become white. The Yitaro Nishmosin, Nisham will become pure. Kedusha, Kedusha Salevu Machshava. Your thoughts and lay will be holy. They are Nova, Shakol Mishesh Baruch Kedusha, Chafas Lias Yoisa Kodesh. You want to be more Kodesh? That's the Midav Anova. Right. So tomorrow. Zrizos mevil de nekiyas. How do we know that if you're Zoriz, if you're very careful, you do things fast, you watch out, that brings you to be clean? The Pasuk says, v'chila mechaper, that if you if you finish doing everything carefully, that will be mechaper. That will give you a kapora. Kapora means you'll be clean from all your averis. Nekiyas mevil de tyra. How do we know if you're clean from all your averis, or bring you a special tyra, a special purification? As the Pasuk says, V'chipar olei l'akoyin v'tiyaro. If you have your forgiveness, then you'll have Tyra. Tyra mevil de kedusha. The Pasuk says, V'tiyaro v'kitshu. You'll be metar yourself, you make yourself purified, and you become holy. Kedusha mevil de anova. How do we know that holiness brings you to have the need of anova, to be humble? The Pasuk says, Kikoya ma rom v'nisa shoychinad v'kodesh shmoy. That means, morom v'kodesh eshkoin, the Yazdake, the Shofar Ruach, that Hashem likes to be with people that Dake Ruach, people that are humble. So this Kedusha brings you to be humble. Anova mevilo de Yirashet. If you have the Midah of Anova, they'll bring you to be afraid to do an Avera. Tirsev Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. If you have this Midah of Anova, being humble, that will bring you to be afraid of Hashem to do Averas. And Yirashet mevilo de Chasidus. Tirsev Vechesed Hashem Meyolam Viadolam Al Yireyev. If you're a Yirei Hashem, you fear Hashem, that will bring you to the Midah of Chesed. To be a Chosid, a Chosid. Chasidus mevilo de Ruach HaKodesh. A Chasidus brings you to have Ruach HaKodesh. To receive Oz di Barto, the Chazon leChasidecha. That Hashem spoke to his Chasidecha means a Chosid will have Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh mevilo de Tchias HaMesim. To receive Nosati Ruchi Bochem, the Chiyisim. Hey, I'll give you Ruach HaKodesh, and v'chiyisim, you become alive again, you'll have this midah, you'll have this koyach to make a tchiyas ha-meisim. And tchiyas ha-meisim mevilo de Eliyahu zoch la-toyv, right before tchiyas ha-meisim will be zoch to see Eliyahu ha-novi, t'yachsiv, hinei anoichi shleach lechem et Eliyahu ha-novi, lefnei bo yoyim Hashem ha-godo v'yanurim. As before Mashiach, before tchiyas ha-meisim will be there, Eliyahu ha-novi will come. So right before tchiyas ha-meisim, that's when Eliyahu ha-novi will come. Tona b'shem Rabbi Meir. Call me Shekavu of Eretz Yisrael. Whoever is Kaveya lives in Eretz Yisrael. Omadabeb Loshen HaKodesh. He speaks Loshen HaKodesh. And then he says, Shegorim Tyrus HaNefesh. It makes your soul become purified. V'oichol Peroise B'Tyra. And eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael also. B'Tyrus HaGuf. You make sure you're always Torah. V'koyra Kriyashma V'boikol V'erev. And you say Kriyashma in the morning and at night. Yehei Mavusa Sheben Olam Habahu. Like you're for sure, you'll be a ben olam haba. You'll be zeichet tav olam haba. Yehagin alecha perek b'shloish shaprokim. So that's the Mishnah. Masnisin. Ha truma ma hoyu oisin bo. What did we do with the money we made the truma salishcha? Like the Mishnah before said, that three times of the year, they made the truma salishcha. They went into the shlishcha, the room, where they put all the machsa shekel, and they made a truma. They took out with three baskets full, and filled it up with money. What did they do now with this money? Loichinbo, they bought with it temidim kabonis for the tomid shel shachar, tomid shel ben aboyim every day, or musafim for eshchodesh, for shabbos, for yomtiv. His all the kabonis tzibur were bought with this money. V'niskayim the nesachim, the mincha, the yain you had to bring with it. Hoimer the korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, korban oimer, was brought from barley, or shtei halechem on Shavuos. Yeah, the first lechem, the first mincha, coming from the new wheat, was brought on Shavuos for lechem haponim, the wheat they use every Shabbos to make the 12 chalas for the lechem haponim. All this was bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. V'chol kabonas hatzibur. And all the kabonas hatzibur was brought from this. And it includes the keteris. The keteris is also called the carbon tzibur. They bought it from this money of the carbon of the Trumas HaLishcha. Shomrei Svichim. Now on Shvius, b'Shvius, now on Shvius we're afraid that there won't be any more tefuah left. Because not too much tefuah grows on Shvius. You're not allowed to plant on Shvius. But the Svichim means the wheat that grows by itself. The seeds that fall in the air and goes in the ground and grows by itself, that's called Svichim. Now, Bezdin had to make sure that they put a special shomer, a special watchman, to watch the Svichim, the new wheat that's growing on Shvius. Because they had to bring the korban oimer and the korban shtei alechem, the korban that was brought on Pesach, and the korban that was brought on Shvuas, had to come from Chodesh. Had to come from the tefuah grown that year, and it has to only be tefuah grown in Eretz Yisrael. So on the seventh year, you're not allowed to plant. So there's not too much tefuah around. So Bezdin is afraid if we're not going to watch the tefuah there, people will take it and eat it up. And when it comes time for Pesach, comes time for Shavuos, there won't be any more wheat or barley to make the omer or the shtei lechem. So therefore, Bezdin used to hire special shomer, special people to watch the svichim, haste the wheat or the barley that grows by itself on Shavuos. Now, where do these people get paid from? Neutlen tzchar mitrumas halishcha. They used to take the money from the trumas halishcha to pay them also. But this is also called Tzorchei Kabonis, because they're watching this wheat to use, to be able to use for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, which is a carbon seaburn. This is also called being paid from the for Kabonis. Rabbi Yossi says, Afer Reitza Misnadev Shemichinim. He learns that the Shemir, a person wants to watch it for nothing, like true, you owe me money, and that money you owe me, I'll do it for nothing, I'll give you the money back. It's mutter to do it. No, you're allowed to like give your own money to the Trumas HaLishcha. Like he says, "Korban Hashem Mechinim, v'yafim kona oisa min hefker." Even if you like b'koina the Shema now, like was koina acquired this tefuah from hefker. Kisha Shema when he watched it. Sov Reb Yosi, the korban yochem mishtan lekorban tziva. Now the question is, if the Shema is not getting paid, so really the Shema, he was koina this tefuah. It's like his tefuah. And it's giving it over now to Hegdish to use for a korban tzibur, for the korban oimer on the second day Pesach, and for shtei lechem on Shavuos. And you're not allowed to do that. It has to be a korban tzibur. It has to belong to the rabbin. So the Teretz says, Rabbi Yossi holds that true, it belongs to you, but you give it over to the rabbin. Or Yochuk to be misnadid, give a present to the rabbin. Now it's called a korban tzibur. That's Rabbi Yossi's svara. And the rabbanon argue on this and say no. Is Omru Lloyd, the Rabbanon said back to him, Afat Toimer, you're also going to say then, Shein Boyim Ella Michel Tzibur. If that's the case, then the Shtei Oimer, Shtei Alechem,